While Hashimoto's thyroiditis certainly sounds like a rare and exotic disorder, the fact is that Hashimoto's is the most common autoimmune condition in the United States and worldwide, affecting anywhere from 13.4% to 38% of people within the general population. Synthetic thyroid hormones have topped the national drug bestseller lists for the last 3 years, and most individuals taking thyroid hormones have Hashimoto's. The rate of Hashimoto's is increasing with every passing decade. Conservative estimates state that 1 in 5 women will be affected with Hashimoto's or another thyroid disorder at some point in their lives. Many individuals who have this condition may not be aware that they have it, whether it's because they haven't been properly tested or because they've only been told that they have a sluggish or underactive thyroid when really they have Hashimoto's. All this is to say that if you have Hashimoto's or suspect that you do, you are certainly not a lone soul in the crowd. If you have Hashimoto's, the immune system recognizes the thyroid gland as a foreign invader and launches an immune response against it as if it were an invading virus, bacteria, or other pathogen. This autoimmune destruction of the thyroid gland eventually results in the thyroid no longer being able to produce sufficient thyroid hormone. This, in turn, leads to a hypothyroid condition. Do you have Hashimoto's, hypothyroidism, or both? Hypothyroidism, by definition, is a clinical state of low levels of thyroid hormone in the body. The low levels of thyroid hormone can occur as a result of a variety of different reasons, such as iodine deficiency, surgical removal of the thyroid gland, excess use of thyroid-suppressing medications, pituitary suppression, or damage to the thyroid, physical or disease-induced. Hashimoto's causes most cases of hypothyroidism in the United States, Canada, Europe, and in other countries that add iodine to their salt supply. Depending on the source, estimates are that between 90 and 97% of those diagnosed with hypothyroidism in the United States actually have Hashimoto's. Despite Hashimoto's being the underlying cause for hypothyroidism, after being diagnosed, many people are told that their thyroid is underactive, sluggish, or that they just have hypothyroidism. However, very few are told why their thyroid is no longer producing enough hormones or that they have an autoimmune condition. What they are usually told is that they'll be just fine as long as they remember to take their synthetic thyroid medications each morning for the rest of their lives. Most patients never think to ask the question, "Why is my immune system attacking my thyroid?" Therefore, they never know to address the immune system imbalance and never get an opportunity to prevent or reverse the progression of the disease. The doctor is simply treating the symptom, and the patient is doing exactly what we have all been trained to do, take the expert advice and try to move on with our lives. There is another way. Many doctors simply don't test their patients for Hashimoto's. That's because the conventional medical model treats autoimmune thyroid disorders in the same way as it would treat someone with a nutrient deficiency-induced thyroid disorder or congenital defect of the thyroid gland, someone who was born without a thyroid, or someone who had their thyroid removed or treated with radioactive iodine. Conventional medicine treats these with synthetic thyroid hormones. But for all who suffer with this disease, this is a life-altering mistake. At-risk populations. Hashimoto's runs in families, is 5 to 8 times more common in women, and tends to peak around puberty, pregnancy, and perimenopause. If you've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's, I would encourage you to urge your daughters, sisters, mothers, aunts, and grandmothers to get tested, especially if they are in the age range of these 3 most common times for thyroid hormone abnormalities to surface. Also, just because the condition is more common in women does not mean that men or children are not affected.